Well, at Husker Harvest Days, we are in the Nebraska Association of Resources District's new booth here at the show, and we're going to talk with Joe Andrzejewski, who is from Hays Center, Nebraska, in Hays County, southwest Nebraska. And, Joe, you were telling me you've been on the Middle Republican NRD board for a long time, and now you serve as chairman of the State Resources District Board, right?
Yes, I do.
And so you've been involved in the NRD movement for quite a while.
Yes, I have. Seen a lot of changes here in the last, 12 years or so.
I want to talk about some of those changes, but, of course, the resources districts in the state are celebrating their 40th anniversary this year. And I'll tell you what, it's quite an impressive story, what has been accomplished over those 40 years.
It really has, and we're one of a kind, and I think that we have proven that we work. I think we're in an envy of most of the states, if not all of them. We've been very fortunate. We've had some great leaders. People like Ron Bishop and Kent Miller that have really paved the way for us, and they're great mentors. And we're lucky because I can look around and we've got young employees, young managers that are stepping in and filling these shoes. I'm looking forward to a bright future.
And the thing about the resources districts is, as I understand it, the great thing about it is the local control.
Yes, definitely. We're locally elected officials. We know the local problems, and we handle them locally.
By keeping it local, over the years, I guess you've been able to keep the state and federal rules maybe from being imposed quite so heavy.
Right. We still always have some of those, but I think. We really have, stayed at a local level, and I think we're doing a good job of being there. So,
well, let's talk about some of the changes you referenced that you've seen in the time you've been involved over the last few years.
Yeah, in my own district, we've gone from being able to drill wells wherever you wanted and pump whatever amount you wanted to having a moratorium. To having an allocation. And, I think with the allocation, it's been a learning curve, but I think we've made better farmers. I think that the farmers have learned that they can get by with less and still raise, very good crops. It's one of those things, it's always hard with change, but, sometimes change is good.
So going forward, what do you see for water usage and irrigation usage in the state?
I think that I guess it's my hope that someday the whole state can be metered so that everyone knows exactly what we are pumping, I think there's probably going to be more areas that will be allocated. There's probably some of these areas that are allocated that will be that number will get less and less, but as with the future, we get new genetics that can get by with less water, different farming practices. I know in my area there's been a lot of change to no-till, different crop rotations. There's a lot of things that people can do, and I think a lot of that's going to happen statewide, but I was visiting with some people earlier, and they were city people, and that's what they said, that they didn't realize, but there's things that they can do to help also. It's not only the irrigated farmer. We can plant different types of grasses, fescue or buffalo grass instead of bluegrass that takes a lot of water. The times that we water. There's a lot of things that everybody across the state can do to help each other out. And I think that's the nice thing of NRDs. I think with the state association, we really try to work together. It's a learning process. We can learn from what other districts have done, and it works out good for everybody.
You mentioned that you think some of the restrictions have actually made people be better farmers. Talk about your own experience with that.
Well, I grew up, it was gravity irrigated farm. My dad started with surge valves, you know, reuse pits, you know, tried to do a good job. And then, you know, went to center pivot irrigation, cut a lot of water use there. But still, I think in our district, you know, 10 years ago, we had a lot of water use in that 20-inch, 24-inch range. And people have learned to get by with 10 inches. You know, last year, district-wide in our district, I think we were at 8.8 inches, you know, which is amazing, I think. And people are raising great crops. You know, I think at times maybe people were putting on too much fertilizer, you know, too much water. You know, there's a point where you're only going to, you know, that graph levels off. So, you know, I think we really have. And you know, I have to really praise the farmers in those areas because they've spent a lot of time educating themselves. They spent a lot of their own money, you know, investing in new machinery, different types of machinery, you know, in center pivots. You know, they've worked hard in order to do a better job, and I think, you know, they really are being better stewards of the land. And you know, irrigation in my area, you know, there's a lot of rangeland, and so we have to worry about, you know, having enough water for the windmills, for the cows, but those ranchers realize too the benefits of the corn stalks, the corn, you know, the byproducts from the ethanol plants. So we all have to work together and help each other out.